Lessons on the Green in Mequon. Maria is our first reader.
Gathering on the Green. Otherwise known as GOG. has two full-time paid staff members and two part-time, supported by a 12-member board and 10-member advisory committee. Additional leadership team of 25 includes long-time volunteers who bring long-time community networks into the fold. Businesses and companies provide support. As sponsors, advertisers, vendors, and kind donors. I skipped the history stuff. They have a newish director. They've been operating. They started in around 1995. Mission is bridging communities through music. It seems like back in the day when they got going, they were more of the only thing in town, but now they're feeling a lot of competition from other organizations trying to find their place in the world. They have the July concert series at Rotary Park in Mequon. Admission is free to kids under 12 as long as they come with a paid adult. They have a Music Together series, which is outreach, education, and scholarship program with Metro Milwaukee Partners. This program called Music Together, and it seems like they are pretty enthusiastic about the success of that program. They have a storyteller series with Music and Conversation, which is an indoor thing and listed several venues, most of which were country clubs. This is in Mequon that their organization is. They have a Battle of the Bands and Battle of the Industry Bands, for which they get more community engagement. They listed 36 artists, 15,000 adults affected, 4,000 youth, people coming from 48 different zip codes. They have a significant partnership with music chair at Port Washington High School, who brings a wealth of relationship with other high schools that span Wisconsin and beyond. The financials given for the past 3 years show a $50,000 loss in 2018. Numbers for that year match what was on the 990, but they only enclosed the first page of the 990, so it's really not real helpful. They say they have worked to keep the arts accessible to all audiences. Last year they offered a thousand free tickets to their July concerts to organizations like Boys and Girls Club in Milwaukee, Big Brothers, Operation Dream, listed various organizations. They also donate hundreds of tickets for the July concerts to the surrounding communities. Music Together, the program with Inner City in Milwaukee, has increased participation, allowing them to have a bigger, deeper impact on a more diverse group than their old summer STEAM camp once did. The Music Together participants increased from 1,100 in 2018 to 4,100 in 2019.
I was, commenting on some of the organizational materials. The organizational plan, it seemed to me that there were lots of goals. There was really no plan to do it. Kind of vague. Wasn't sure. And then about the evaluation tools. I don't know. I've got a comment here that maybe makes me think that it was maybe just put together for the purpose of the application rather than something they're really using. again, the forms for evaluation, they submitted forms, we didn't see results. There was a marketing plan that I thought was looked better. It had some more details to it that they submitted. And in the annual report, I did see a pie of their income, but it would have been interesting to see a pie of expenses, and that wasn't included. And that would give a person reading this a quick overview of that. I thought the program booklet they submitted for their concert programming was big, with two exclamation points. And I was so glad to see
74
pages. That country music again came to the rescue of one of the events in their family series. And overall, I thought the application was pretty well described and met the criteria. Would have liked to have seen in their what difference did they make section a little bit more narrative about the true impact and some measure of that, and rather than just a repeat of what they had been doing.
I had a less positive take on this application overall. After reading through the narrative twice, I really wasn't entirely clear on what they do or where they do it, because they're kind of all over the place with Gathering on the Green and Music Together and Storytellers and Battle of the Bands and Battle of the Industry Bands. What's the difference between those two things? It took me a while to ascertain that Gathering on the Green is not an event. It is multiple events. I think it ends up that it's two concerts back-to-back on two different nights. And the partners that they list, I think they're service organizations that attend the events. So they could more clearly establish what those partnerships mean to them and what they mean, what they bring to the partnership themselves. The in-kind description was very confusing. They identified a significant drop in in-kind value and said it was due to more accurately requesting what they need, resulting in improved and expanded relationships. But the in-kind contributions themselves were significantly lower, so I don't know how that improves a relationship. The 2017 shortfall, that $50,000 shortfall, wiped out their reserves. I don't know how they're rebuilding that. The executive director's bio that was presented is really a long list of famous names. So I don't know what that says about that person's professional qualifications.
That Rob costs.
Yeah. The program director has no formal education or work experience in arts administration. I just kept tripping over things that made me feel like they're not as focused as they could be, but they're kind of all over the board. I also question that no single group made up more than 25% of the benefiting population, and that no single group is more than 50% of their staff or board membership. I'm not sure that's accurate.
They were also one of the few organizations that said they were more than 50% arts education.
I think it's the only one.
And then when you look at their list of things they do, there's a lot of, I'm going to this school to visit them and talk about being a sound engineer in the arts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does not ring my bell. So I think the educational material was not educational material. It was just a schedule of education programs, which are more like career day programs. I struggled with this one.
Because, I commented on that kind of program, what's it called, workforce development,
mm-hmm.
that they were talking about, master classes, music therapy, but it was a lot of clinics that were introducing these are other arts jobs that you could have in this field. Right. And going to the high schools and doing those things. But there wasn't any information on, who attended the master classes, what kind of, there weren't any stats to support that stuff that would have been helpful to have.
And when they donate 1,000 tickets to the Metro Milwaukee program, how many people
who
actually
shows up? Yeah.
Come up to Mequon? Another little nitpicky thing I noticed, that they listed names of interns, and 3 out of 5 of them happened to have the same last name as the board president. Could be coincidence.
Yeah. Are there more comments on this particular application?
Again, I think some of these would be served better by providing separately a list of events they've presented with their attendance, rather than incorporating these long lists of 2 decades worth of names of people who've been presented. It's less helpful. If we're trying to focus on sort of the body of their current work.
So the sort of synopsis of the kinds of arts programs with one or two highlights, and then see attached for the full list, or see the program or whatever.
Right. When we get to this, over the decades, we've done this and had the honor to work with the following list of artists. If we could say, you know, if that can be an attachment, it makes their narrative more succinct and their history more succinct simultaneously.
Right. The question just calls for activities in the current and most recently completed fiscal year, but a lot of the times we get the whole history, and
right.
And it's just hard to sort through all that to get to the meat and what
right.
they asked for.
Right.
Again, this is probably another applicant that being like they need to work with the Arts Board to review before they click that submit button.
Right. They're very excited about what they do. They have a lot of enthusiasm.
That was passionate, yeah.
Right? A little bit of complaininess, like the other towns aren't very nice to us, so we're doing our own thing, which kind of...
Yeah, there were a couple of applicants like that.
Yeah.
Other comments? All right, please score.